You literally could have created almost a third of your tax return with one trade.
Do you feel like you were meant to live a life of financial abundance? Like you know your money is supposed to work harder for you than you work for it? Maybe you heard about the stock market and the new millionaires being created and wonder, why not me? Maybe you want to invest in the stock market, but you don't know where to start. Maybe you have a 401k or an IRA, but you want to enjoy your money now, not just in retirement. Maybe you've already had some success in the stock market, but you want to take it to the next level. Working for somebody else and watching free YouTube videos will only get you so far. To truly be financially free, it takes a strategic game plan, an investor's mindset, and a willingness to take calculated risks. When you're ready to get out of the rat race and onto the fast track, join us here where we break down how to manage money, how to navigate the stock and options market, and how to approach investing with the right mindset. I'm Jason Brown, stock market coach and options trader, and this is the Money Markets and Mindset Podcast. So welcome to the Money Markets and Mindset Podcast. We're live. We just came off our Q&A for all of our members. And, you know, there's a lot we just unpacked in the last hour with our members. And what I love about the support and the coaching that we give them is that people, even though we have like these full bred courses and programs that we walk through, checklists, everything, it still amazes me to see the amount of help that people still need or the amount of coaching that people need, not in a bad way, but amazes me to see like people think they don't need a course. Then they get a course and we see that they still need coaching. So I just think about the people who think they don't need nothing. Like, I just got this. I'm going to figure it out. I watched one YouTube video or I got lucky by one stock during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I got this. And we got people who've been through courses who still like, this is good, but I'm a little confused here. And then you wrap that up and you add coaching on top and you still see that they still need that help to get a breakthrough. I really think it speaks to, or at least I want us to speak to, like, what are you guys' thoughts about like people's mindset and them not knowing what they really need versus being live and you guys being coaches and helping people through this and seeing like how much help people actually need or the mistakes that they're going to make without the coaching, you know, however you guys want to unpack this.
Yeah. I think we always talk about, you don't know what you don't know. So I saw a comment today actually about someone was like, you know, I think I only have X amount of money. I'm just going to start. And that is one of the biggest comments we see or, you know, the things we get that always sends our red flags going. Because if you're so concerned that you don't want to purchase a course, like your account is on the smaller side. And so you don't want to, quote, spend the money on a course. You just want to start trading. Well, you don't know what to do with that money. So eventually what happens is you start trading and we have days like today where we have these pullbacks and people start freaking out and they don't know what to do. And then they buy a course, but they lost their account and they can't start trading. So you get in there and then you discover, wait, I don't know what the support and resistance lines are. I don't know how to use moving averages. And you don't know that you don't know that yet until you're in the game. So that's why it's so key. Once you start learning these things, then you have questions about each subject, which is why coaching is so key, because the questions we were getting today, as you said, are in the courses, but you just kind of need to explain them in real life and have confirmation in real trades that you're doing the right thing and that you're learning and going in the right direction. If that makes sense.
Yeah. And that's big. What you said is that you said people don't have that much money and they're like, I'm just going to trade because I don't want to buy a course. That's a mindset thing in itself, because you're not buying a course. First of all, literally, that's the first investment that you're making. It's just like you want to be an investor and you're already coming in not wanting to invest in the most important person and the most important part, which is yourself and the knowledge and the information. That, first of all, makes no sense. And people need to realize, like, I'm going to be an investor, yet I don't want to make the number one investment, knowledge and an investment into myself. That just blows my mind. because you said they don't want to buy a course. What are they buying? They're investing. And so people need to switch that mindset, first of all, that you're investing in the knowledge and in the information so you don't lose the thousand you got less. And I always say it like this. I'd rather, if someone said, like, I only got a couple thousand dollars, should I buy your course or should I just start investing? I say, buy the course. And or should I say buy the program? Because it's more than a course, it's a program. But the reason I say buy the program is because if I don't care if you win the lottery and got $1 million, if you don't know how to invest it, you're just going to spend it or you're just going to stick it in the bank. But I can guarantee you, if I got the knowledge on how this works, and I'm a living testimony, I will go borrow the money from a credit card, student loan. I will go to 10 family members and be like, trust me, I need $1,000 from each one of y'all. Just, I need y'all to believe in me, invest in me. I would put my car up. Once you know the formula, there's still no guarantee, so don't confuse that. But I will do whatever it takes once I have the formula to get the money to get in the game. But when you don't have the formula, you're like, ooh, that's expensive. Ooh, I don't know if I should put $1,000 in that stock. How I know I'm just going to come back? It's like, because you don't have the knowledge. So, of course, you're not willing to mortgage your house. You're not willing to put up your car. You're not willing to ask a family, 10 family members for $1,000. Of course, you're not willing to sacrifice your tax return to get in because you don't got the knowledge. So, of course, you don't want to make the sacrifice to get in. I wouldn't either if I had no idea how this was going to turn out and no clue how it works. So I don't know. That's what I took from that. Antonio, what about you?
Yeah. So something that I think that coaching does beyond like how we have it as a program where you're not only getting the courses, but also the coaching, I feel like what this does is opens up a conversation and an opportunity for you to go deeper into these conversations and deeper into these subjects that you don't necessarily get when you're going through a course. Because I know when I go through courses or content, sometimes I'm like, well, why did he do that? Or why is that the rule? Why didn't he do it this way? Or this is what I see. And sometimes when you're going through it by yourself, you don't have the luxury of talking to someone else or seeing the way they think, which will help you out so much more than just following a blind like guide of rules, but understanding where these rules came from, understanding the principles. And that's what I feel like coaching really opens up and does for people on that regard. So that's something that I think is super helpful on this conversation of like coaching and helping you get to that next level. That's something that I take from it.
Yeah. And you know, to your point, we do this for a living, right? We're not just like hanging out on the internet. Like we got houses, families to feed, miles to feed, gas and electric bills. And so where I'm going with that is like, that's the difference between just watching this live on YouTube or something. Like we have to spend our time with our paying members. Like we're not just hanging out on YouTube, hanging out on Facebook or Instagram, just taking all your questions for free. Like we still got to keep the lights on. We got to pay for these microphones, this streaming software, the custom platform that we built for the members. I'm sure you guys like getting your paychecks. Like everybody has to make a living, right? And so that's the difference between being able to sit with people who are doing is getting on the other side and saying like, okay, how do I get to the point where I can ask my questions? Because that is the difference between free content. That's the difference between even the paid courses where you can post a question and it'll get answered 24, 48 hours, 72 hours. And then you go one step further, coaching, where it's like, I'm on live with the guy or the girl and I'm getting my question answered real time, answering what I need to know, figuring out real time right now, what am I doing wrong? And so it's like, I think it's a very beautiful picture of like free courses, community and coaching. And then you look at one of the trades that we looked at today, or just not that one that we broke down. There's another trade we broke down. A member posted that trade on Tuesday, which was, they posted it on Saturday, which was Walmart. Stock rocketed since that person posted. I feel great about it because I ain't the one who even found it. Like I found it later. Like the member found it first. And that's the power of like community. So let's talk about you guys, right? Because I think something very interesting is happening and there's a shift. You know, we're starting to do more live stuff with the team that's behind the scenes helping running. You guys are becoming coaches in your own right. And I think it's powerful that Michaela, you had a trade where you just was like, I just took profit on Apple. Antonio was like, I was already in Walmart and I just took profit on Walmart. And so I know sometimes people probably think you guys are just hanging out behind the scenes, but like you guys are trading as well. You guys are coaching and helping the members. So right, let's go Antonio, since he had that Walmart trade. Then we'll go Michaela, since you're more like, you're like less risky. And so I'd like to talk about that as well. But Antonio, you jumped in out of the Walmart. What did you see? Why'd you buy it? Did you do the stock? Did you do the option? And then like, what principle debt we teach did you, you know, stick to? Cause you was like, look, I took my money, I'm gone, which is a principle we teach. So I just gave that away, but let's talk about it. Right.
Yeah. So after we looked at Walmart, like Jason said, members posted about it in the forum, and then it got brought up in one of our Q&A sessions that we did. People were asking about it. And I was like, man, this looks like a great opportunity. So the reason I say it looks like a great opportunity, like, what does that mean? If you're new to investing, what I'm saying is when you look at Walmart over a 5-year chart, Walmart was at the bottom of the level of the low risk time to buy. So if you draw out support and resistance, Walmart has been consistently in an uptrend over the course of like 5 years. So that's automatically like a check in my book that, okay, I got a stock, it's in an uptrend, so I'm happy. And if I want to take a bullish position on it, that's already something that gets me excited. But then I also seen zoomed in on a closer time frame, like about a year, if you look at Walmart, it was down at a horizontal support level as well. So it's checking not only long-term support, but it's also at a low risk time when it's short-term support. So then I was like double excited. And then I think the caveat to it for me was after we discussed it in our Q&A about Walmart, it hit support, it came up a little bit, and then it came back down. And I told myself, if this bounces and does a W pattern from going up and down and coming back up, then I'm entering. It wasn't a question in my mind. I've already done the research. I know Walmart's a good company. If you look at different players in the industry, like Costco, like Kroger, those companies were doing well. They've been reporting good earnings. So I was excited and said, you know, if this does the W pattern like I anticipate, I'm jumping in. And so that's what happened. It wasn't as much of like a fear or if, it was like I felt confident and comfortable with the trade because it was checking all the boxes that I needed to take this low risk position. So I actually bought the option. I just bought one contract. The next 2 days, strong bullish days, and I ended up closing it out just because Walmart shot up so high. I just wanted to close it out so that I didn't have to sit through a longer time of Walmart going further or falling back down. So I was happy with my profit. I closed it out. It was about like 25% profit. So I was happy. I think, you know, let's just run into the next low risk trade that I can find. I think that's like the name of the game, is consistently taking profits and rolling it over into the next ideal trade that we can find.
Exactly. I love that, because one contract, sometimes people don't understand, one contract could be like $1,200, you know, it could be $1,000. And if you put up $1,000 and got a 25% return, that's $250. Like, first of all, you're not getting a 25% return in what, 2-3 days from your bank. So that's not happening. You're not getting a 25% return in real estate in 2-3 days, right? And then when you look at, even if you just put up $1,000 and made 25%, $250, that's a car note. That's a decent car note, right? That's definitely a couple cell phone bills. Like, so I think we need to start normalizing what this means. Cause sometimes people be like, oh, 250 ain't that much. I'm like, okay, what if it took you 2 days to not have to pay a car note? Like, then don't tell me it ain't that much. Like, I don't want to hear you complain about your car note ever again, then, if you're paying at least $250 for your car note, right? So it's like, you know, and that's if you put up $1,000. If you put up $2,000 and got a 25% return, that's $500. So now we're talking Mercedes-Benz type car note, right? So unless you drive in the Benz that gets paid for out of 2 days out of the year, 2 days out of the month, right? Like, we need to start, I think we need to start bringing that home and into reality of like what this means. Cause people do, you know, when I post a trade, like, oh, I just made $25,000. It's like, well, I put up $100,000 to make that 25%, but I also did a loss of $100,000 too. But they see those big numbers and be like, oh, $25,000, and you do that twice, that's my yearly salary. But it's like, why don't we just keep it simple? Put up $1,000 or $2,000 That's your car note, or at least the car note of the car you wish you had, right? So I love that you just did one contract, got in and out 25%, and it don't even matter how much you put in. What I want people to understand is 25% is 25%. If you put in 1,000, it's 250. You put in 2,000, it's 500. So if you put in 4,000, you pulled $1,000 out. Most people on average, depending on how you work, your tax return is like 2,000, 3,000 bucks, right? So you're just shy of having $4,000. You literally could have created almost a third of your tax return with one trade. One trade, had you had $3,000 to $4,000, you know what I'm saying? And you only had to wait 2 days for it, not a whole year. So huge, huge. So Michaela, you were in Apple, a little bit different. You bought the stock. Talk to us about your trade. I don't know if you call it trade, investment, however you want to lay it out.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, something that we teach about is one, finding a good stock to trade. Apple has just been on a tear up. So it's in that uptrending line. And also within that, we noticed a very nice channel that it was in when I went in and grabbed some shares. And so it was at the low risk time to buy. I did my lines. So I was like, okay, at minimum, I'm going to make this much. And by purchasing the shares, I didn't have an end date. I gave myself plenty of time. In my head, honestly, I was like, I told myself, don't look at it for a year. Like, just hold on to it. But of course, you're in the game and you're looking at it all the time, right? So I actually did see it bounce a little bit, and it started to pull back and was just building a base. But from you know, what we've learned, completely normal thing for a healthy stock to do. So I held on to it. It didn't panic. And eventually, and when I say eventually, I mean, within a couple of days, it just took off into this rocket. And so it got to a point, I think around 180, 182. And I said, it's at an all-time high. The second it starts to turn around, I'm just going to get out, because I could do one of two things. I could hold it for that year, and I could watch it come down, and I know it's going to go back up. It's a good stock. It's a good company. I know that. But I could take profit now and either move it over to something like Walmart or do something different with it. And I don't have to go through the pain of watching it get down. Or if it comes down again, I could purchase that on a sale and then, yeah, hold it for another year. But the movement I got, I calculated, I think it was about 6 weeks I was in it. And I don't have my account in front of me, so I can't give you the exact purchase date. But it moved about, I think, 25 to 30 bucks. A share, and I only got a handful of shares, but that's a decent move in 6 weeks. I went back and noticed that it took about, I think it was 8 to 10 months for it to do that previously. So I was very happy with that huge swing of movement. So I just wanted to be able to free up some cash to do something else with it. That was my thought, but holding on to it, I don't think there was anything wrong with that either. I will say though, the day I got out, I was noticing it was starting to go. I waited till between 3 and 4 p.m. That's what you do here at Power Trades University. That's one of our rules. And I got out probably 3:15, 3:20. Within 40 minutes, it dropped another $2. The next day, it's just been falling ever since. So I'm really happy with my decision. Again, it's a good company. I think it turns around in the long run, but now I don't have to watch my account dwindle until it goes back up again. So that was my last trade for Apple.
Yeah. And I think what's powerful about it is people have to understand that no one trade is going to take you to the promised land. Mm-hmm. You know, like Apple, good company. Walmart, good company. You both were in two good companies, but what you did was you took profit, which so many people don't do. People watch their account, and I know somebody watching this is going to feel me on this. Let me know in the comments. Somebody watching this does this. I'm up, I'm up, I'm up, I'm up. Okay, it's going to come back. It's going to come back. Okay, I'm at break even. Okay, now I'm down some money, right? Like, people watch their account go all the way up, and they watch it come all the way down, because they never, I think a few things. Number one, they never take profit. Number two, they come in with this mentality that this one stock is the one that's going to save our family. It's going to put my grandkids through college. And very rarely, very rarely is it one stock, one time that's going to change your life for the better. It's collecting 250, 500, $1,000. You collect $500 twice, you just made $1,000, right? If you could do that four times in a month, it's $2,000. If you extrapolate that out over a 12-month period, that's $24,000. It takes a $50,000 salary person to $75,000 just like that, not including taxes, right? But very rarely do you just buy one stock and like, number one, most people can't pick the one stock. Number two, you have to be in it for a lifetime. So you won't even find out if you're wrong for 10, 20 years. You know, you ever see those like statistics be like, had you bought one share of Amazon back in, you would be like a gazillionaire. Or had you put $10,000 into Microsoft in 1981 and just left it for 40 years. It's like, first of all, $10,000 was probably all you had. Number two, you had to wait 40 years. And number three, if you were wrong, you lost 40 years and the $10,000. So it's like, so now what do you do, right? So most people don't pick the one stock. Two, they won't find out for 40 years. And if they're wrong, gosh, that's a long time to be wrong and you've done nothing else.
Absolutely. And we've taken stocks and shown examples of that. Or even if they've just done nothing over time, or maybe it went up for a little bit and they just didn't get out. And it's still the same timeline. So like you said, you just don't know how is this going to be the one.
Yeah, Ford stock. I always think about Ford stock. Every time I look at Ford, it's like it was about $13 to $17 back in like 1981, something like that, crazy. Then you fast forward, it's like still around $16, $17. Now, that doesn't mean it didn't go up and come back down, but it's like, had you just parked your money there and was like, I'm good, Ford, good company. It's like, you basically made no money. In fact, you probably lost money because of inflation, right? And so you checked your account 30 years later, still at the same price you bought it at. That's a punch in the guts. You know, that's a punch in the guts. So cool. Final thoughts as we wrap up. We you know, you guys are closing out successful trades. We just came off I call it a successful Q&A where we helped our members. Final thoughts, takeaway from anybody that's watching this.
I think that's the name of the game is consistency. So that's something that I'm still working at, and still something that I think is so valuable and so appropriate to when it comes to the stock market, because that's the takeaway for me is being able to consistently take those profits, small wins. They don't have to be home runs every time out of the park. It's a saying that we say around here is that there's not one trade that's going to make you rich, but there is one trade that can totally blow up your account. And I think that's so true. So I think it's so valuable to just take those consistent wins. And like you said, if you keep compounding that and growing that, you're going to be successful long term.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to go back to what we were talking about at the beginning. And you don't know what you don't know until you start to learn it. So if you're new to the stock market, it's so exciting. But as you start to unravel and pull up that thread, more and more questions are going to come up. And it's so key that you answer them before you start blowing up your account, as we're talking about. So getting the right courses and coaching, a community to ask questions and get ideas from. We've seen this help traders with their success rate exponentially, at least how fast they're learning about something. You can go out your own, you know, you can YouTube and et cetera, but how much time are you saving? How much time, you know, if you view time as an investment, you're really investing your time and saving that. In the long run, it's so much better to get your questions answered.
Absolutely. And my takeaway is, you know, my thing I want people to take away is that, like, there's levels to this. And so it's like you can play around with it and still kind of do the free stuff and kind of learn on your own. You can graduate and take a course. You can graduate and take a program and be part of a course with some coaching and some community. And then you can even graduate from there. And there's like less work one-on-one with the guy, the girl, the team, whether it's us or whether it's somebody else, doesn't matter. It's just levels to this. But one thing's for sure is without any type of coaching, without any courses, without any education, your chances of success are super small. It's like going, like, I'm gonna be a lawyer. I think you should go to law school. You're like, nah, I'm good. I'm gonna watch some videos. It's like, okay, I respect that. Good luck. You know, I'm gonna be a doctor. Cool. You need to go to undergrad. You need to go to grad school. You need to go to med school. And not only do you need to go to med school, what do they make you do? They make you work up under a doctor. They make you, it's not called an intern at that level. Is it a fellowship or is, I forget what they call it. I think it's a fellowship, right? Where you work up under another doctor, right? Why do you think they do that? They're like, yeah, I know you saw it in the books, but when somebody laying on the table bleeding, like it's a whole nother game, right? And it's the same thing with the stock market. It's like, I know you read a book. I know you saw a little YouTube video because the stock market is hot. Everybody want to talk about it now, right? But when you got money on the table and the market's up, market's down, like it's a different story when your bank account's involved and your emotions are involved. So, at the end of the day, you never go broke taking a profit, right? And you never go wrong investing in knowledge and investing in yourself. So make the investment, get the information, get around the right people and increase your chances, right? Because we can't guarantee you'll be successful. We can't guarantee what's going to happen tomorrow. So there's going to be Omicron, another COVID thing, but we can guarantee that this information long-term will pay huge dividends. So as we sign off, if you haven't heard, for a limited time, we're giving away one of our courses for free. If you are a beginner or you're new to the stock market, or you just want to know how we coach, how we teach, how we run our platform, we're inviting you for a limited time. We took one of our courses and we're allowing you to get it for free. Shoot us a text message, 313-251-2260. I'll say it again, 313-251-2260. Shoot us a text, shoot me a text. I'll text you back with the link. Why do we do it like that? Because we want to make sure, A, you're a real person. B, we don't want no fake email addresses and people coming into our program with fake profiles or anything like that. Most people only got one cell phone. So you shoot us a text, let us know you're serious. We'll shoot you a text back with the link. Come check us out. Get inside PowerTrace University. Take our beginner basics course and start the journey the right way. And don't be like some of the people who message us and be like, I lost 10,000. Now I'm ready to take the course. It's like, we probably could have helped you avoid that. It's a good chance that we probably could have helped you avoid that. So shoot us a text and then let us know in the comments if you took something away from this. Peace. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you're ready to learn how to have your money work hard for you instead of you working hard for it, then I want you to join us inside PowerTrades University. PowerTrades University is my group coaching program where we look for real trades in the real market every week for 2 hours live. It's all recorded and timestamped in case you can't make it live. You also have access to my amazing community of traders, plus access to all of my best-selling stocks and option courses, and even my masterclasses. Just head on over to www.powertradesuniversity.com. Once again, just head on over to www.powertradesuniversity.com, and I'll see you on the inside.